弟兄姐妹们早安
Blessed Christmas to everyone.
祝大家圣诞蒙恩
We read the passage from Matthew chapter 1.
我要读的是马太福音第一章
Concerning the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
关乎耶稣基督的降生
And we are told that he was born of the Virgin Mary.
他是由童贞女玛利亚所生。
And his purpose of coming to this world is to save us from our sins.
他来到这世上的目的是要将我们从罪中救出来。
And we know that Jesus is God.
耶稣基督是神。
And he is the Son of God.
他是上帝的儿子。
And he is God the Son.
他也是神子本身。
And the purpose of his coming to this world is to save us from our sins.
他的来到这世上的目的是将我们从罪中救出来。
Why does God choose this way to come to this world to save us?
为什么神要选择这样的方式来到这世上救我们呢？
You know, why don't just God just come in His glory and power?
为什么神不从这个荣耀能力中降临？
And then just reveal Himself to us.
来向我们彰显。
And then the whole world, I'm sure, will bow down and worship him.
相信全世界的人都俯伏来拜他。
Yeah, because they're able to see his glory.
因为他们能够看见他的荣耀。
They'll know that he is God himself.
也知道他本身是神。
Who would not acknowledge him as the Son of God?
谁不会承认他是神的儿子呢？
Yeah, why would God come in human form?
为什么神要以人的形状来到世上？
I'm reminded of a story told by C.S. Lewis.
我记得有一个讲员讲到的这个故事。
He said something like this.
他讲到这样说。
He said, "Let's say you have a pet dog."
你有一个宠物狗。
And then you tell your pet dog.
你告诉宠物狗。
We'll exchange our lives for one day.
我们要彼此兑换身份。
And I'll be the dog.
我要成为那个狗。
And then you will be me.
你就成为我。
Would you like to do that?
你愿意这样做吗？
Well, you might exchange your life with a dog.
你可能与狗交换生命。
But you don't know what might happen.
你知道什么会发生？
The dog might enjoy being a human.
那狗会享受成为人。
It doesn't want to become a dog again.
它不要再成为狗了。
Yeah. And God came in human form.
而神成为这个人的形状。
2000 years ago,
在2000年以前。
He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
But he took on the form of human flesh.
他成为这个人的形状。
Born like any one of us.
就好像我们这样的出生在世上。
Why did he do that?
为何他如此行？
Okay, let me share with you a story.
让我分享这个故事。
Maybe to help us understand a little bit.
让我们能够了多一点明白。
There was once a prince.
有一个王子。
He wanted to find a bride.
他要寻找新娘子。
But he doesn't just want to marry any woman.
他不是什么女人都可以娶。
He wanted this woman to really love him for who he is.
他要这个女人是一生来爱他。
I'm sure if he were to go to his kingdom.
他相信他会来到那个他的国度。
And ask all the women who would want to marry me.
就告诉他的百姓说，谁要来嫁给我
？I mean, which woman wouldn't want to marry a prince?
那谁不愿意嫁给这个王子呢
？So this prince decided to do something different.
所以这个王子要做一些不同的事。
He put off his royal robes.
他就把他的王袍放下。
He dressed up as a village boy.
他穿上好像一个农村孩子。
Then he traveled his kingdom.
他就在他国度里面旅行。
To find for his bride.
来寻找他的新娘子。
One day he came to a village.
有一天他来到一个村子。
He saw a girl.
他看到一个女孩子。
And he was attracted to the girl.
他被这个女孩所吸引。
So he decided to stay in that village.
他决定留在这村庄。
Work as a farmer.
他就好像农夫一样劳作。
And slowly he began to get to know this girl.
他慢慢的认识这个女孩子。
And soon the relationship between him and the girl developed.
所以他们的关系感情就成长。
And he began to realize that this girl also loved him in return.
他也是知道这个女孩子是真实的爱他。
And so he proposed to her.
他就向她求婚。
And she agreed. to marry him.
那么他答应了，就嫁给他。
So see, this prince now know that this girl wants to marry him because she genuinely loves him.
这个王子知道这个女孩子爱他是真心的爱他。
So the same thing, Jesus could have just appeared in his glory.
同样的，耶稣基督可以在荣耀中显现。
We would have bowed down and worshipped him.
我们就会匍匐来拜他。
But it may not be genuinely from our heart.
但是不是代表我们真心的爱主。
We do it because we have to do it.
我们如此行，因为我们认为我们必须如此行。
Not because we want to do it.
不是我们愿意如此行。
It's just like coming to church.
就像来教会。
We come to church not because we must come to church.
我们来教会不是我们一定要来教会。
But because we want to come to church and worship God.
是我们愿意要来教会敬拜神。
So that's the love that God is looking for in each of us.
这就是神要在我们当中所寻找的爱。
That we would love him genuinely in return.
就是我们很真心的来爱主。
So Jesus came in human form.
所以耶稣基督以人的形状来到世上。
He was born of the virgin.
他由童贞女所生。
According to the prophecy of Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
照着这个以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Now Isaiah lived in dark times of Judah.
而以赛亚在犹大时期的黑暗时期。
See, the people of God were facing gloom at that time.
而他上帝的百姓面对灭亡。
Because there was a great superpower called Assyria.
因为当时有一个强国亚述帝国。
And Assyria was conquering all the nations.
亚述帝国在吞吃许多的国家。
You know, they were very ruthless people.
他们是很残酷的人。
They taxed heavily on the people.
他们很大力的攻击人民
they would just behead the people for no reason
是无故的砍人的头
whether they pay taxes or don't pay taxes
不管他们有交税还是没交税
and so Judah was afraid that it might be conquered by this superpower
而犹大就很害怕被这强大的帝国所吞灭
then there was power struggle between Assyria and other nations
而在亚述和其他国家也有权力斗争的事
And the country, the nation Judah, they know that they are not able to overcome Assyria.
The 犹大国不知道他们不能够胜过亚述国。
The people were very discouraged.
而人民非常的灰心。
Isaiah came and gave them a message of hope.
而以赛亚来带来盼望的信息。
And told them that there are going to be a Messiah who will come.
告诉他们将会有一位弥赛亚出生。
And save the nation.
来拯救国民。
You know, today as we look at ourselves,
今天让我们看自己。
We may not face a similar situation as the people of Judah.
也许我们不像犹大百姓面对那样的情况。
But we will face some situations on a personal level.
可能我们在个人方面会有类似的情况。
Now, we might be discouraged because of some illness in our lives.
我们可能因着病痛而感到灰心。
Is there hope of getting well?
我们没有是否有这个盼望能够和变成好过来呢
？Maybe some of you may be getting on in age.
或者我们当中年迈衰老。
And you may be hoping that you can leave a legacy behind for your children.
或者我们希望能够为我们的子孙留下一些好的事。
Yeah, some of you are looking for a job.
我们当中可能在寻找工作
and you hope you can get a good job.
我们盼望能够找到好的工作
and some of you may be working in your workplaces
可能我们当中在工作环境中
and you're hoping that you can remain stable in your career
或者希望我们能够留在我们的工作里面
maybe there are students in our midst here
可能我们当中有一些人
and you're hoping to do well in your exams
盼望能够在考试中有好成绩。
So we all have a lot of hopes, don't we?
我们都有许多不同的盼望。
And I'm sure young people have a lot of hopes.
年轻人有许多的盼望。
And even for those who have grown older, I'm sure we look back in our lives and we realize that we ourselves also had many hopes.
我们当中也在想，我们本身也有许多的希望。
Yeah, some of them were realized.
他们有些会实现。
And some of our hopes were not really fulfilled.
也有一些我们的希望没有得实现。
Jesus came to offer us hope.
耶稣基督来带给我们盼望。
A hope that far exceeds all other hopes that we have.
他所带给我们盼望超越我们一切所盼望的。
You see, the people of Judah, they were hoping to be delivered from the Assyrians.
而犹大百姓盼望能够从亚述帝国得脱离。
But Isaiah came with the hope of a Messiah who will save the nation.
而以赛亚带领这个弥赛亚的盼望来救这个国家。
And similarly, we should look beyond our present lives.
所以我们必须看超越我们的这一切的生命。
Beyond all our hopes.
超越我们一切的盼望。
And look to the hope that Jesus can offer to us.
要仰望耶稣基督所带给我们的盼望。
And when we hope in Jesus.
所以我们在基督里有盼望。
Yeah. We will truly be satisfied in our lives.
我们就在生命里面得到满足。
I'm going to share with you three ways that Jesus offers us hope.
我要跟大家分享在三方面耶稣基督带给我们盼望。
Okay, the first is the hope of our redemption.
第一就是我们得赎的盼望。
You know, what is hope?
什么是盼望？
Yeah, it is something that we expect or we desire to happen.
就是我们所希望所期待会发生的。
And our hopes are built on the likes of men.
而我们的盼望却是建立在人的这个喜欢当中。
But as believers, we are to build our hope on the immutability of God.
但是我们相信主的必须建立我们的盼望在不变的神当中。
That God is the same yesterday and today and forever.
因为我们的神是昨日今日直到永远都不改变。
That God never change.
神不改变。
He has a plan for each and every one of us.
他在我们当中有他的计划。
And His plan for us never change.
他对我们的计划没有改变。
Because it's the best plan for our lives.
因为对是对我们生命中最好的计划。
We think we know better than God.
我们以为我们比神懂得更多。
And we all have many hopes and dreams for our lives.
我们对我们的生命充满了憧憬盼望。
Yeah, but God wants us to live His plan for our lives.
神要他的旨意活在我们的生命中。
You know, where is our hope today?
我们今天的盼望在哪里？
You know, we receive presents during this Christmas season.
我们在圣诞节看见礼物。
And we hope that this present as we unwrap it is something that we really like or want.
我们看到这个包礼物包被包装的礼物是我们心中所喜欢的。
Yeah, God has a Christmas present for you.
神有这个圣诞礼物给你。
Yeah, it's a present of hope.
就是这希望的这个礼物。
You know, we have a lot of desires and needs and wants in our lives.
我们有这个许多的喜欢盼望在我生命中。
But our greatest need is salvation in Jesus Christ.
但是我们最大的需要就是在耶稣基督里的救恩。
Because we stand before God as sinners.
我们站在神的面前是罪人。
Romans 3 verse 23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Now we have sold our souls to sin.
我们已经把我们的罪灵魂出卖给罪了。
In exchange for the pleasures of sin.
因为为了要得到罪的享乐来交换。
And we come into bondage to sin.
而我们就被罪所捆绑。
It's just like, for example, you have a car.
就好像你有一辆车。
And then your good friend comes along and wants to borrow that car from you.
而你的朋友要借你的车。
So, because he's your good friend, you say, okay, I lend you my car for one day.
因为是你的好朋友说我借你这个车一天。
So your friend drives the car.
你的朋友驾了一天的车。
And unfortunately, he was involved in an accident, terrible accident.
很不幸他遇上一个很严重的车祸。
And the car got all smashed up.
整个车就成为废铁。
And the next day, your friend returned the car to you.
第二天你的朋友把车还给你。
What do you do?
他怎么做？
You tell him, my friend.
他说我的朋友。
You smashed up my car.
你弄毁了我的车。
You're responsible for it.
你是要负起这个责任。
You have to pay for the car.
你必须要付赔偿。
Yeah. You know, God gave us this life.
神给我们这个生命。
God gave us time.
神给我们时间。
God gave us the abilities to do things.
神给我们能力来做事。
God gave us eyesight.
神给我们眼光，眼视线。
Ability to speak.
让我们能够讲话。
Hands to do things.
有手能够做工。
Feet to walk.
脚能够走路。
What have we done with our lives?
我们要我们是如何使用我们的生命？
We have wasted our time.
我们浪费了我们的时间。
We have wasted all the opportunities.
我们浪费了我们的机会。
We have wasted our bodies.
我们浪费我们的身体。
And we return to God our broken lives.
我们来到神的面前，一个破碎的来到神面前。
And God says you have to pay for that life.
神就告诉我们，你必须要付上这个代价。
How are we going to pay with our lives?
我们如何来付上我们生命的代价呢？
Because the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
It's too great a price for us to pay.
对，付的代价太超过我们所能够还。
But Jesus comes along.
而耶稣基督来到世上。
And he pays the debt for us.
他为我们付上罪的赎价。
It's a debt that only he can pay.
只有这个他才能够付上这个代价。
Because we have sold our souls to sin.
因为我们将我们自己卖给罪。
Jesus comes to buy back our lives.
而耶稣基督来赎回我们的生命。
He comes to redeem us.
他要来救赎我们。
That's the greatest need of man.
这就是人最大的需要。
Salvation in Jesus Christ.
就是在耶稣里的救恩。
And this salvation in Christ is not just a maybe salvation.
在基督里的救恩不是可能的，这个救恩
is something that is assured and promised to us by God Himself.
这就是一个确实应为神所应许的。
And what God promised to us, He will fulfill.
神所应许的，他会成就。
And so we have this sure hope in Jesus.
所以我们在耶稣里有确实盼望。
We can look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 to 20.
我们可以看希伯来书第六章。18-20节
Maybe you can read it.
就是我们有这指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，而且通入幔内，做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的程式，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Yes. Tells us this hope of salvation that we have in God is sure and is steadfast.
我们在耶稣基神里面的救恩是很确实坚固又牢靠的。
Because this salvation that's purchased for us is not by a human.
因为这为我们买赎的救恩不是普通人，不是人。
Yeah. But it's by the Son of God Himself.
乃是神儿子本身。
So are you placing your hope in Jesus?
你是否在耶稣基督里有盼望？
Or in yourself?
或是在你里面有这个盼望？
Only Jesus can redeem us.
就耶稣才能够救我们。
He offers to us this hope of redemption.
他带给我们这救恩的这个盼望。
Secondly,
第二点
，Jesus offers us the hope of restoration.
耶稣基督带给我们这复原的这个盼望。
You know, we live in a broken world.
我们活在这受破坏的世界里。
When God created this world,
神创造这个世界。
God says everything is good.
神说一切都是好的。
But man has destroyed the world that God created.
而人却毁坏了神所创造的世界。
You look at the world today.
我们看今天的世界。
We have political upheavals. Political upheavals.
哦，有许多的这个政治的这个冲突。
Yeah. Politicians are finding it more and more difficult to govern the world.
而这个政治家发觉到越来越难来管理世界。
There are trade wars going on.
如这个贸易战。
Acts of terrorism.
恐怖主义。
There's no peace in this world.
在这世上没有平安。
We hear of air crashes.
也有这个飞机坠落。
Natural disasters.
还有自然灾害。
Yeah, you know, in fact, the year 2018, this year,With the world's face one of the most disastrous of all these natural disasters.
而有人说，在2018年是许多自然灾害的这一年。
Yeah, we hear of earthquakes and tsunamis in Indonesia.
除了这个印尼的这个地震和海啸。
In Japan.
在日本。
Yeah, in Peru, South America.
在秘鲁南美洲。
We have flooding in India.
也有这个印度。
In Laos.
水灾在老挝。
Africa.
在非洲。
Even in developed countries like USA.
在发展的国家美国。
Heat waves in Japan.
在日本有热浪。
And this year, 138 people in Japan died of heat wave.
在今年，有138个人在日本中的热浪丧命。
And in Korea, 42 people died.
而在韩国有42个死亡。
You know, this world is not getting better and better.
这个世界不是变得更美好。
Thousands and hundreds and thousands of people have lost their lives.
数以千计的人失去生命。
You know, why do all these things happen?
为何这些发生呢?
Because creation is groaning.
因为万物都在叹息。
It's because this world is suffering under the curse of sin.
因为这个世界受这个咒诅而受害。
When sin entered the world,
当罪临到世上,
this world began to deteriorate.
而这个万物都变成衰退了。
Even nature protested against.
而且这个自然也是衰坏了。
This is mentioned to us in Romans chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章。
Yeah. And verse 19 to 25.
第十九到二十五节。
Maybe we can read this verse.
Okay. 受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。我们得就是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
See, even creation is groaning.
连这个受造之物也在叹息。
Because earth is growing old.
因为世界在慢慢的变老。
Resources in this world are depleting.
而这许多的资源在衰竭当中。
Man use up so much of the natural resources of this world.
人已经从这世界里面用了许多的资源。
We use up so much paper, wood, plastic, metal.
我们用了许多的这个纸张，包括这个树木塑胶，还有这个油。
And we throw away so many things.
我们丢弃了许多的东西。
You know, in Singapore alone.
在新加坡本身。
Every year.
每一年。
Singaporeans throw away the food that's equivalent to the weight of 3,500 MRT trains.
新加坡人所丢弃的食物是等于3500辆的这个每一年3500辆的这个地铁的车厢。
So much food is wasted.
那么多的这个食物浪费了。
And yet people in so many other countries are living in poverty without food.
但是世界其他的地方还有许多人活在困苦饥饿当中。
Not only is earth growing old.
不但是世界变老。
Our bodies are growing old.
我们的身体也变老。
Our bodies are perishing every day.
我们的身体在渐渐衰老。
That's something we all have to admit.
我们每个人都必须面对。
And you go to those pharmacies in a shopping center.
你去到这个商场的这个药房。
And they sell everything.
他们什么都卖。
To keep us from growing old.
来使我们防止衰老。
Every kind of medication.And think that will help us from our head to our toe.
他们尽其所能，从我们从头到尾帮助我们防止衰老。
You'll find something for your hair.
给你的头发能够多长一点。
You'll find something for your eyes.
也给你眼睛更明亮。
Something for your nose.
给你的鼻子更好。
Something for your mouth.
给你的嘴巴更好。
Something for your liver.
给你的肝更好。
Something for your stomach.
给你的肚子更好。
Something for every part of your body.
给你身体每个部分都更好。
Because we're trying to reverse the aging process.
他们要抵挡这个衰老的程序。
But can we really do that?
我们真的能够这样做吗？
We can't.
我们不能。
Because we are all growing old.
我们每个都会变老。
And one day,
有一天
we all die.
我们都会死亡。
It's all this because of the curse of sin.
这一切都是因为罪的咒诅。
But Jesus came to reverse the curse of sin.
而耶稣基督来扭转这个罪的咒诅。
He comes to offer redemption for men.
而给我们这个带给我们这救赎。
And restoration.
带给我们复兴。
And not only restoration of this earth,
不单是在世界的复兴,
but also restoration of relationships.
而带给我们恢复我们跟神的关系。
You know, this world, like I've said, is not getting better.
这个世界不是变得更好。
And even as we look at the global landscape,
我们看到这世界的环境,
even closer to home,
甚至接近我们的家园。
Our country also faces many challenges.
我们的也面对这个挑战。
We are facing challenges of the manpower.
面对着人力的挑战。
And then we are facing challenges of food shortage.
我们也面对着食物短缺。
We thank God that we have a good government.
我们感谢使我们有好的政府。
God has blessed our country.
神祝福我们的国家。
But if you look at the world,
但是你看见世界
，Much of the people are still in hunger.
有许多人在饥饿当中。
Much of the world is still living in poverty.
在世界大部分人都活在贫穷边缘。
There's still a lot of disasters going on in the world.
你看见在世界各地有许多的灾害。
Tomorrow there may be another earthquake.
明天也许有另外一个地震。
Another volcano eruption.
另外一个火山爆发。
And even economists are anticipating global recession next year.
而有人在预测明年的世界可能会有大萧条。
So is there hope for this world?
是否这世界有盼望呢？
All this happened because man tries to rule this world without God.
而人呢，这一切的发生是因为人要管理这个世界，在没有神的情况之下。
And see what happens to this world.
你看见这世界变成什么样了？
We have messed up this world.
我们已经搅乱了这世界。
And we have messed up our lives.
我们也弄乱了我们的生命。
Our hope is only in Jesus.
我们只有在耶稣里有盼望。
And one day he will come to establish a new heaven and a new earth.
有一天他来要带给我们新天新地。
And restore all creation.
使万物复兴。
Give us a beautiful world to live in.
给我们美好的世界活在当中。
Just like what we see in the book of Genesis chapter 1.
正如我们在创世纪第一章里面所见。
Thirdly,
第三方面，
Jesus offers us the hope of his return.
耶稣也带来着他再来的盼望。
The hope of redemption,
带给我们救赎的盼望。
The hope of restoration,
带给我们复兴的盼望。
And the hope of his return,
带给我们再来的盼望。
You know, earlier on, I shared with you a story about the prince who became the village boy.
我们看见这个王子假扮乡村男孩。
Yeah, but the story hasn't ended yet.
而故事还没结束。
Yeah, we all want a happy ending, right?
我们要很高兴的完美的结局。
I mean, whether it's a fairy tale or a story or a movie, they all have happy endings.
不管是故事、童话故事还是电影，我们都希望有完美的结局。
Yeah. So, this village boy proposed to the girl.
而这个乡村男孩向女孩求婚。
Or rather, the prince. Eh? And of course, the girl accepted his proposal.
而这个 王子向女孩求婚， 女孩也答应了他的求婚。
And so now the prince told the girl, okay, you wait for me. I will go away for a while.
而这个王子告诉这个女孩说，你等我一下，我会离开一阵子。
I'll go back to my father's house.
我回到我父的家里。
And then one day I will come back and marry you.
我有一天要回来也要娶你。
Okay, do you believe me?
你是否相信我？
So the village girl said, yes, I believe you.
那个乡村女孩说：“是的，我相信你。”
So the prince went back home.
王子回家。
Went back to his palace.
回到他皇宫。
Now he took off his village clothes.
他放下他的乡村的衣裳。
He put on his royal robes.
他穿上他的王袍。
And then he sat on a white horse.
他骑着白马。
And then he guarded his army.
他带着他的军队。
And then they marched into the village.
步超行到那乡村那儿。
For him to claim his bride.
来娶他的新娘子。
This Jesus who came to this world 2,000 years ago.
而这耶稣来到这世上大概2000年以前。
He said, one day I will return.
他说有一天我要回来。
And since the prophecies regarding his first coming came true.
而正如他第一次来的时候这预言得显实现。
We can be very sure that the prophecies regarding his second coming will also come true.
我们就很确定地相信他关乎他再来的预言也会实现。
One day he will return.
有一天他要再来。
So you see, the first coming of Jesus and his second advent are all tied together.
他的第一次来和他的再来会紧紧相连。
See, Jesus didn't just come to this world, die on a cross for our sins, and that's it.
而耶稣基督不只是来到这世上为我们的罪死而已。
He didn't just leave us to fend for ourselves.
他不是在任由我们在这世上自生自灭。
He said, "I will return."
他说我会再来。
And take you to be with me.
要带你到我那里去。
And not only that, he says, "My reward is with me."
我奖赏也在我。
Yeah, reward the faithful ones.
要奖赏那忠心的。
We can see his promise in Matthew chapter 16, verse 27.
就是他的应许在马太福音第十六章二十七节
yeah, we can read it.
人子要在他父的荣耀里同这众使者降临那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人
Yes. One day the Lord Jesus will return in the glory of his Father
耶稣基督有一天要以他父的荣耀中降临
yeah, and then he will reward us
然后他会奖赏我们
yeah, such wonderful promise
就是美好的应许。
And this is the hope that we're all pressing towards too.
这就是我们所要仰望的盼望。
And also in Revelation chapter 22.
在启示录第二十二章。
And verse 12.
十二节。
Alright, let's read this.
说，看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Yes, this is the hope that we're all looking forward to.
这就是我们要确实仰望的盼望。
It will be the final day of redemption.
这就是救赎日热的到来。
When he comes, he will give us eternal life.
当他来到这世上，赐给我们永生。
And then we'll live forever and ever and ever.
我们就会永永远远与主活在一起。
So this Christmas season.
所以在这圣诞的季节。
Let's hope in the Lord Jesus.
让我们在耶稣里有盼望。
The purpose of my message here is to rekindle in us our hope in Him.
就是来激发我们在他里面的信心。
You see, hope for the Christian is not just a desire or something.
而在基督徒里面不是只是一种的盼望而已。
Yeah, hope is a person.
这个盼望是在耶稣基督本身。
And this person is Jesus.
在耶稣就是在耶稣基督本身。
He's the way, the truth, and the life.
因为他就是道路、真理、生命。
So let's put our trust in him.
让我们来信靠他。
And believe that he's the Son of God.
相信他是神的儿子。
Believe that he's our Savior.
相信他是我们的救主。
And in him we have hope.
在他里面我们有盼望。
You know, Jesus, when his first coming to this world was miraculous.
耶稣基督第一次来到这世上是充满了神迹。
It was a supernatural birth.
是超自然的降生。
He was born of a virgin.
为童贞女所生。
And the way he died was also miraculous.
他的再来也是带着奇迹超自然。
Yeah, he rose again.
他的这个他的死是他的复活是超自然他复活了。
So he's...Entry to this world and his exit from this world were miraculous.
他的到来还有他的离去都是充满了神迹
yeah, proving that he is the Son of God and God himself.
证明他就是神的儿子他也本身就是神
You know, when man landed on the moon,
当人在月球上登陆
the American president said,
美国的总统说
the greatest historical event in man's history.
在人类的最大的历史的当中
is when man stepped on the moon.
就是人踏入月球。
Yeah, we beg to differ. The greatest event in mankind's history.
在人类 人类的历史最大的事件当中
when God stepped on earth.
就是人神在这地球上踏足。
Yeah. And today we can have hope.
所以今天我们有着盼望。
Yeah. We can rejoice at his birth.
我们可以一起来喜乐。
As he came to be our savior.
因为他来要成为我们的救主。
He came to give us eternal life.
他来到这世上带给我们永远的这个光。
So as we journey through life.
让我们经过这生命的这个路程。
You know, we encounter hardships.
我们会经历这个挫折。
We may encounter some pain in our body.
我们会受伤。
And we wonder whether it's cancerous or not.
我们在想是不是是暂时的。
Or maybe we face difficulties in the workplace.
或者我们在工作场所遇见困难。
We wonder whether our career is being threatened.
或者想到我们的饭碗不保。
Or we encounter some other difficulties in life.
或者我们在生命中遇到不同困难。
Yeah, and we get discouraged.
我们灰心。
Let's hope in God.
让我们在神里面有盼望。Yeah,
because in Him is the only hope that is sure and steadfast.
因为只有在他里面，我们的盼望是确定稳固的。
And all the promises that God offered to us are yes and amen.
而神所给我们的在基督里的应许是确实和应验的。
So may God bless us during this Christmas season.
愿神祝福我们在这圣诞的季节。
We continue to rejoice at the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
让我们一起来为着耶稣基督的诞生而喜乐。
Okay. I invite you to pray with me.
邀请你与我一同祷告。
And let's give thanks for the birth of our Savior.
让我们为耶稣的降生而感恩。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
We thank you for sending your Son.
我们感谢主你差遣你的爱子。
To come to this world.
来到这世上
to be born as a man,
为人所生
live the perfect and holy life,
来活着有圣洁的生命
eventually to die on the cross,
到最后死在十字架上
to pay the debt of our sin,
为我们的罪付上赎价
and to rise again,
又复活了
conquering death,
又胜过死亡
conquering the world,
胜过这个世界
conquering even the devil,
胜过这个撒旦魔鬼
so that all these have no power over us.
所以这些都在我们身上没有办法胜过
Lord, thank you for the gift of eternal life.
我们感谢主赐给我们永生的恩赐
Lord, we hope in you.
我们在你里面有盼望
You are our only hope.
你是我们唯一的盼望
And we know that our hope is sure.
我们知道我们的盼望是确实的
Because whatever you promise us, you will fulfill.
因为你会应验我们所应许给我们的。
So Lord, we rejoice at the birth of our Savior.
所以我们为着耶稣的降生而感恩。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
And we give you thanks.
我们向你献上感恩。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Amen. Amen.